learning Hilchos Tefillah, we're up to Siman Sadi Aleph, Sif Aleph through Vav. Machaber says in Sif Aleph, Haisa Talis Chagura al Mosnov, Luchsaisai, Mi Mosnov Ulamata. A person had a garment wrapped around his thighs to cover him from his thighs and downwards. Asr L'spawa Ashi Chasalibai, nevertheless, it's going to be Asr to daven until he covers the upper half of his body. So, if he was not mechasa libay, or if he had no choice, he didn't have what to be mechasa libay with, since he was mechasa ervasa, he's yotza b'di'evit. The Mishmur explains that the reason why it's not enough just mechasa erva is because since a person, when he's davening Shemon Esrei, is Eimed Lifnei HaMelech, so then he has to do it in a way where he shows his Eima, his fear, and therefore he has to cover Libay, and Mishmur says further, who Adin Kol Gufay, all of his body, doesn't mean just Libay. And B'di'evet, however, Kisa Ervasai, he's Yatza. Mishnah Berurah tells us, so even if he is totally unclothed from the waist upwards, he still will be Yatza. Siv Beis, Sarach Lazar Ezer B'Shas Tefila, Afilu Yeshle Avnet, She'en Liba Yroya Esa Erva, Mishum Hikain. So a person has to put on a special belt or a gartel when he's davening Shemon Esrei, even if he has another belt, and therefore in Liba Roya Sa'erva, the reason he still has to do it is Misham Hikain, because the Pasuk says that a person should prepare himself to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avoshar brachas mutar levarach b'lei chagura me'achas she'yesh leim mechnasayim. However, other brachas, it's mutar to make the bracha without the special belt, since he has pants. Hagadar Amos says, and therefore ve'en Liba Roya Sa'erva, Mishnah Berurah says, "Cut in Dalit Sarach, but the evidence Bavalei is a Yatzah. But the evidence Yatzah. The Yesh Aimram Oid, and some say further, the Dafka Misha Ragel Kal Yom B'Chagura. Specifically, we're talking about someone who is Ragel during the day to wear a Chagura. Ava Misha Helch Kal Yom B'Loi Chagura. But if someone goes normally without a Chagura, then Gam B'Shas Tefila Ain Sarach Lachgar, then he doesn't have to put on the Chagura during Tefila either. Even in such a situation where a person again goes the whole day without a belt, it still would be in these chasidus to put on a special gartel for Shemon Esrei. So avnet over here means the avnet shemachnasayim means the belt attached to the pants. Hamafsik ben libay la'erva, and the reason again why he has to put on the special belt is mishum hikain. Isa b'zayar v'eschanan man dekodem b'tzilusa, someone dekodem b'tzilusa, someone who gets up to daven boy lechsuye reshe v'enei begindele yistakol b'shchinasa, so he has to cover his head and his eyes so he shouldn't be mistakol in the shchina. Mishnah Berurah says further, v'hainu b'talushol mitzvah, that means to cover his face with the talus. V'chein noyegin kayem lechasas reish adei nayem v'talus mitzvah b'shas tzilus yitches, that during Shemon Esrei to cover the face until the eyes with the talus. Mandapakach enoi b'shas tzalusei, makdum alev malchamavis, someone opens his eyes during Shemon Esrei, so the malchamavis will make an early visit by him. The Mechaber told the Shav Brachos is mutal levarach b'lei chagura, v'huad in krishma, t'lei shayach hikain likras el kecha kiim v'sha'ayim lifnei ha-melech, it only applies to Shemon Esrei, where the person is considered Oyim Lifnei HaMelech. We mentioned in the Mechaber that the reason why this is only a Chumrah, even why this is, we mentioned in the Mechaber that the Chiddush is that even though he has Mechnasayim, we mentioned in the Mechaber that by Shar Brachas, it's Mutar Levarach B'Lei Chagura since he has Mechnasayim. Mishnah Berurah explains, "Vehu adin begadav munachin devukin mamish al abeten, umafsikin ben liba ilaherva." His clothes are very closely, they're very tight on him, and therefore their mafsik ben liba ilaherva. That also would be enough by Shav Brachas. Sif Gimel, Yesh Aymer Sha'asar Lahaitzi Askara Mi Piv Bereish Megula. Some say that it's Asr to say Hashem Hashem out of his mouth with a head, an uncovered head. V'yesh ayrim sheyesh limchay sheleili kanes b'beis ha-knesses b'gilei roish, that a person should not enter beis ha-knesses b'gilei roish. Sif dalet. Ka'ivayim, which is like a hat, ha-kaluim mikash, which are made out of straw, chashiva kisei, that's considered a covering for the head. Aval anachas yad alei roish, le'chashiva kisei, but just placing his hand on his head is not considered covering. But if it's someone else who places his hand on the other person's head, then that would be considered covering. Mishnah Berurah explains the reason why one cannot cover his head with his own hand. It's one body. And the body cannot be considered covering itself. Because of Abachim, you noigin la hamshicha beze yad shal abeged al yad umachasel by roishay. Some people go ahead and stretch the sleeve and use the sleeve to cover his head. V'shap achash of kisui, and that would be considered a kisui. Sif hey, le yamay ba'apun dasay. So a person should not get the davening with his money belt. V'le b'roish megula, nor with a uncovered head. V'le b'raglayim megulim, or with uncovered feet. If the derech over there is that when people stand in front of the gedolim, they have shoes on. Mr. Bu explains, Ba'apun Dasai is Ezer Chodol Shemasim by Mais. Then the derech Chodol Amel came Lufnei Hashem Yisbar. That's not a way to stand up to Shmoneser with a money belt. So again, it's not nochen to daven with any clothes which are not the way one would stand in front of an adam chashuv. We said also that he can't stand with bereish megula. Uvid manenu tzarch lahasin beizat tefila kaiva bereish kederes shahelich berechayv. One has to place a head, a hat on his head, the way he walks in the street. It's not enough with what we call the yarmulke. So it's not the way to stand in front of the Nashim Chashuvim, definitely not with a hat worn when sleeping. So to daven in socks is a gnai. To daven with a sandal where the heel is revealed is also a gnai. The gam in lubesh pays a tefila bati a daim shakir and hantach. One should not wear gloves when he's davening. Kederach every drachim. The kairani aleihem al to the any regal gaiva viad rishayim al to dineni. Doing such a thing is an act of gaiva. An act of arrogance. Even wearing socks is something which is also not proper. And again, it's totally in the minhag makaymus what people do there. So the Takana was made not to enter the Beis HaKnesses with shoes, which are like boots, v'hainu shtivu, a boot, in other words, v'mderech ha'isa ha'makam l'amay kain kavach l'fnei g'daylim mutter, but if that's the way to stand in front of g'daylim, so then it would be mutter. And the Mechaber told us, v'leber aglayim agulim, with revealed feet, miyum ha'beged aruch shechayfes ar aglayim. If the begit is long, that it covers the feet, that's the way people stand in front of gedolim. So then one does not have to be concerned, even if the clothes are short and the reglayim are visible. That they should only daven when they are wrapped in when they are wrapped in their clothing, there are masses of Eizam, that if it's a time of anger, where there's a gzeir of Hashem, yesh lechabek yadayim b'shas ha'tfilah, so that one should clasp the hands b'shas tfilah ka'avda kamemore, like an eved in front of his master, uveishalom yesh leskashet begodim noyim lespal, but if it's an eishalom, so then he should dafka wear nice clothes when he's davening.